Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Yay, Friday. We are going to talk about pigmentation because it's the end of summer, and I want you guys to help prevent and improve your post-summer dark spots and pigmentation. We've had a good summer, right? So fast, it went by so fast, way too fast. But one of the things I love about summer is the beautiful weather. Of course, the sun is going to wreak havoc on your skin. Dark spots, hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone. These are very common concerns that when the end of summer rolls around, you start to notice these things popping up on your face. And the recent weather, the high UV index, holes in the ozone layer, all these things are contributing to sun damage. And as you know, photo damage or sun damage causes 90% of your aging changes. Just think about that number. 90% of the reason your skin gets old is the sun. I really hope you're wearing your sunscreen because it's so preventable. Nonetheless, even if you wear sunscreen, you can still get dark spots forming. This is a perfect time at the end of summer, at the end of every season, to revamp and treat yourself to a peel or a pigmentation treatment. I do it all the time. Getting rid of summer sunspots is so critical at the end of summer. What exactly are these dark spots and hyperpigmentation areas? So hyperpigmentation itself, the definition is uneven dark patches or spots on the skin, primarily caused by sun exposure. Some people call these age spots, sun spots. The most common culprit of hyperpigmentation is inflammation. So post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation and melasma are both triggered by UV radiation exposure, heat, hormones. And when you're exposed to these things, the melanocytes under the skin develop a boost of their productivity. They produce more melanin-generating products that create browning. So the main reasons you get sun damage would be from prolonged UV exposure and radiation. This can give you small freckles that can later join up to form larger patches. We call that solar elastosis. Sometimes people will notice that they're getting fine lines and wrinkles from the sun as well. Melasma is the pigmentation that occurs genetically, and the hormonal influences are most commonly pregnancy and oral contraceptive pills. Post-inflammatory pigmentation is anything that's caused by trauma triggering the skin. So even an acne lesion can bring in inflammatory cells, neutrophils, macrophages, and cells that create cytokines and products that generate inflammatory change right at that local zone, thus triggering melanocytes to produce more of their melanin. So I think it's so important to protect yourself. Number one, protect yourself, of course, with sunscreen and protective clothing, staying out of the sun at the peak hours, using a quarter size of moisturizer with sunscreen for your face, a quarter. That's a lot of sunscreen for your face. You're probably doing like half a dime, am I right? So increase the amount of coverage by increasing the amount of sunscreen you put on your face. And don't forget your neck and chest. These areas need their own separate quarter-size dollop. That's a lot, but you got to do it. Reapply every 90 minutes. I'm a big fan of the powdered mineral zinc sunscreen dusters, like Color Science makes a great one. Reapply your protective clothing. Avoid the heat. Heat itself causes melanin to reproduce. Those days you're driving and you feel the heat on your cheek, that's a time when melanin is going to pop up. Even if you're in the dark in a yoga studio doing hot yoga, the heat can trigger melasma production. Even people who work as bakers in bakeries near a hot oven all day long can get melasma. They'll be indoors, but the bakery oven heat can trigger melanin production. So even if you're wearing sunscreen and seeking shade, you need cool temperatures on your skin at all times. Avoid the heat. You can use a chemical exfoliant to manage skin discoloration. I love a physical exfoliant, so twice a week using something that's like a really nice scrub. Not going to want something abrasive because that will trigger inflammation. But this type of mechanical physical exfoliation removes superficial, dull, dry skin and allows your products to penetrate better. Chemical exfoliation would be products like glycolic acid, lactic acid, mandelic acid, and these drop the pH on the skin surface and they also gobble up the dead skin cells. So glycolic wash, like my amazing glycolic wash, it dissolves the bonds that make those dead skin cells adhere and stick to the face and create a dullness of the skin. Definitely use a great glycolic wash. You will see a huge improvement in your skin. You get a lot less comedones, a lot less acne. Adult acne breakouts disappear in a month. I love it. The face scrubs have to be gentle. We are not fans of irregular particle size apricot scrub, really harsh exfoliants that are going to make micro tears and cuts in the skin. Use a retinol. One of the best ingredients for exfoliating and lifting damaged skin is retinol, which increases skin turnover. It improves the basement membrane, and the way that skin cells layer themselves becomes much more uniform so that light reflects off of you better. When you have disorganized, disrupted cell layers, the skin surface looks irregular, uneven, and not dewy, fresh, and glowy. Love everybody to use retinol starting at age 30 and beyond. I love my Diamond Line Refine. It's a great starter product because it has a ton of green tea. It's not going to give you the dryness and irritation of some retinols. And it's really a wonderful soft texture. You just need a pea-sized amount every night at bedtime. In the beginning, start with every other night or every third night. And lots of moisturizer and just work yourself through any 2 weeks of mild irritation. It is fully worth it. Once you finish the starter product, you can switch up to our high dose retinol regenerator, which is so strong and so good. It's going to keep your skin glowy. Retinol and Retin-A, the number one and two ingredients to prevent fine lines and wrinkles, and actually the only clinically proven product to prevent aging lines and wrinkles. Vitamin C serum is essential for those of us that love the sun. This is what you're going to apply every morning. It is photoprotective. It is antioxidant. It's going to stop the production of free radicals on the skin surface. It helps assist by lightly bleaching because after all, it is an acid. It's ascorbic acid. And it prevents oxidative damage. Just like putting vitamin C on an avocado, your lemon on your avocado to stop browning. This is what's going to help prevent pigmentation on your skin. And don't forget vitamin C at night. My vitamin C is a 20% product. It has tetradexahexyl vitamin C, which is the strongest potency vitamin C, and four different forms of it in an opaque bottle. These are all the things you want to see from a superior vitamin C product. I love using it at night because it helps prevent collagen breakdown. That's right. Vitamin C is a collagen cofactor for building better collagen at night when your skin's repairing. There's no better thing you can do. And eat a good diet, a diet rich in antioxidants. German researchers analyzed the results of seven large studies on beta carotene. This is the wonderful antioxidant that's found in carrots, sweet potatoes, kale, and spinach. And they found if you consume anywhere from 24 to 180 milligrams a day for at least 10 weeks, it gives you an internal SPF sun protection factor. It significantly increases your internal SPF factor. It is amazing. It makes subjects able to tolerate up to 20% more UV exposure before getting sunburned. Same thing with taking oral vitamins. You could do the same with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 1,000 international units of vitamin E per day for 8 days. So if you're about to go to Hawaii, that's what you need to do. And you can tolerate 20% more UV exposure before getting burned, according to a study in the American Academy of Dermatology. So those are some fun tips for prevention. Don't forget the most awesome ingredients to consider: kojic acid, hydroquinone, arbutin, and bearberry. I love these all so much. These are in my bleaching and brightening pads. Hydroquinone has a whole lot of scandal around it, but it is a workhorse product. It's been around for 50 years. It's going to stay around, even though it's harder and harder to get your hands on and use. It can be prescription compounded for you. It works by inhibiting tyrosinase, an enzyme that is important for the development of skin melanin. And it's been banned by the FDA at some points. It causes this rare skin condition, sometimes called onchocrinosis, where you get bluing or dark patches where you use the hydroquinone. So it is a product that you should use for brief stints of 8 to 12 weeks max, and then go on a drug holiday for a little while. So off and on, I will use that as my bleaching pad regimen when I notice that I'm getting severe melasma or something has triggered my melanin cells to kind of flare up, then I'll use my bleaching pads for a while to reduce that pigmentation. Hydroquinone is so effective. It's really, truly one of the best products for lightening, prescription-grade products for lightening your pigmentation. On a more natural note, you can use arbutin. It's a molecule extracted from the bearberry plant that also blocks tyrosinase, similar to hydroquinone, and prevents dark spots from forming. It can be used twice a day. It's safe to use in summer. It doesn't make you more skin sensitive in the sun, and it works well with vitamin C's and alpha hydroxys. Bearberry is the special tree fruit. It grows from a dwarf shrub, and when they harvest this bearberry, it's known for its natural skin brightening effect. It's a really popular ingredient currently that's been found in lots of over-the-counter products. And the reason why bearberry works so well is because of the arbutin that's in there. So that in combination with hydroquinone is wonderful. Kojic acid is a great lightener. There's a fun soap that you can get on Amazon. It's called Koji-san that has kojic acid. So you use that in the shower on your elbows and knees. And it has a product, a compound derived from a mushroom-like fungus during the fermentation process that prevents hyperpigmentation by limiting ongoing production of melanin. It helps fade your dark spots, and it's just another alternative to people who don't want to use hydroquinone. So many things out there to consider. I know you guys want to look good and fresh for the holidays. It's time to get rid of dullness, summer sun damage, and brown spots. So think about doing a pretty peel. In our office, the pretty peel has lightening ingredients like the kojic acid and some of the brighteners. So easy, you get little mild flaking for the first 3 or 4 days, little eraser shaver flaking, nothing major. And then at the end of the 5th day, fresh new skin. Try something deeper like a VI peel or even deeper like a Cosmolan. But this is the season to brighten up. Love you guys. Hope you enjoy taking care of that last little bit of summer sun. Use your sunscreen, take care of yourselves, and make sure you brighten up and get ready for the happy seasons ahead. That's it for now, guys. Love you. Stay beautiful.